Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
832 says, I went to the Texans game, probably 10 Packers to one Texans fan.
I believe that.
Well, I think that Cal and company were underestimating the damage that they let O'Brien do to this franchise by trading DeAndre Hopkins and just running it into the ground. I think people are pissed still about that. That was a moment that they lost a lot of the fan base. It's going to take a while to get that back.
Did you see that Big East and some other basketball programs are considering doing their conference seasons in a bubble?
Yeah, that's been out there for a while. I don't know how far along they've gotten in terms of planning it, but
season tips off in less than a month. So they may want to figure it out. But nationally, Corona, it's getting worse.
It is.
I think if you've got the chance to set up a bubble scenario, it's
probably worth doing.
You may want to do it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first 2 hours. Some of what you missed, all available on podcastarena.com, or will be shortly. And, been a fun Tuesday, believe it or not. Nothing great ever happens on a Tuesday, except for the Blitz. So there. Couple of things. Well, let's go through the... go through the early look at the Lions here, because there are a couple of NFL games that are worth considering. And we'll start with Falcons getting 3 at Panther. I have a stat for you on the Falcons.
Give it to me.
3 times this season, according to ESPN stats and info, the Falcons lost games where they had a win probability of at least 98%.
Yeah. I was going to say 95%, but I knew it was going to be some stat like that. But this is the third game that it seemed like a lock that they were going to win.
Most by a team in the last 20 seasons. The rest of the NFL has 4 such losses combined this year.
It's wild, man.
Probably the Texans being one of them. All right, so they're +3 at Carolina. I can't. I want to play the Falcons. Can't do it. Colts -2.5 at Lions. I think this game's...
If I see a 3, I'll take the Lions. That, as it stands now, that's a good tease piece for me. 2.5 to 8.5.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
Minnesota Vikings +7 at Green Bay.
Give me Mini.
I might be oppo with you on that.
I think that Green Bay's defense, they'll give some up here. Minnesota, they're not good, but I'll take a touchdown.
I'm kind of done betting the Vikings, and if
fair enough.
Kirk Cousins goes and throws 3 picks, they ain't covered 7.
Who's he going to throw them to?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. He seems to find a way. If they got a green jersey on.
Everybody except the Texans has been able to put points up on the Packers. I don't know what was wrong with the Texans, but everybody else has been able to do it.
Patriots +3.5 at Bills. I'm on the Bills here. I think
it feels so square.
It does feel square.
That's where I'm at too.
But I don't think the Patriots are getting that number off of pass respect, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It should be 5.
Yep.
I'll take Bill, even outside of 3. Titan -6.5 at Bengal.
6.5 on the road. What's the total on that game?
54.5.
I'll go over 54.5.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I no opinion on the side yet. Raiders +2.5 at the Browns.
I saw 3 earlier. I was gonna say give me the Raiders. I would take the Raiders at 3, pass otherwise, or I'd use it as a tease piece and get it to 8.5.
Yeah,
Raiders Lions might be a good teaser.
Worried about Raiders' entire offensive line not being able to practice. It clearly affected them this week, so I want to see how the whole COVID thing goes with them. The line of the week: Jets now +19.5 against the Chiefs.
Pass.
Yeah, that's...
I got nothing.
It's like I was saying earlier, there's not a number big enough you could put on it for me to bet the Jets, but I'm not giving up 19.5 either.
Rams, 24, that's the number I'd take.
Yeah, I think 24.5.
Okay.
Yeah. But the problem is, the Jets might not score. I mean, Chiefs defense is good enough to keep them stopped. And so you can't tell me the Chiefs can't put up a 38-3 type thing. Dolphins plus 4.5 at home against the Rams. I like the Dolphins here. I know I got beat betting against the Rams last night. The Tua factor worries me a little bit.
That's what keeps me on the other side. And the Rams, I mean, the Bears defense is pretty good.
Yeah.
And the Rams move the ball really efficiently against them. The Rams may be finding something here. It's probably a no play. If I had to play, though, I'd be on the Rams, considering that they've got the Dolphins have a rookie quarterback going.
Yeah, short week, though. Noon game. Everything else points to the Dolphins for me. Chargers are 3-point favorites at Denver. I don't know what Denver's doing at quarterback.
God, Drew Lock's rough. What's the total there?
44.
Is there going to be snow again?
I do not know. I'll have to check that.
I'll probably look at an over.
Saints minus 4 at Bears. I actually like the overs better when it snows because
I do too.
Yeah. Saints minus 4 at Bears.
Give me the Bears.
Yeah, I still have that taste in my mouth from last night, but I'm still taking the Bears here.
But I mean, the Bears four-point dogs at home.
Yeah. Against the Saints team that's not blowing anybody out. And the Saints all kinds of trouble with Michael Thomas.
And their secondary is a mess. Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
49ers plus 3 at Seahawks.
Give me Seattle.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Pittsburgh.
Got the loss out of the way.
I think
there will be some points now.
Yeah. But I think the 49ers have been I just think that there's a little phoniness going on with them.
I also kind of need to know what's going on with Chris Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, Carlos Hyde looks good in these like short bursts, but I don't know.
You don't want him out there too much. Steelers plus 3.5 at the Ravens. Probably the game of the week.
Yeah, if I can get a 3, I'll be on the Ravens. Otherwise, probably a pass.
I will probably be on the Steelers here, but not if it gets to 3.
Okay.
I like at 3.5, I like it. At 3, I would not. Buccaneers minus 11 at the Giants.
Giants.
Yeah.
Who owns Tom Brady? Giants.
So, there you go. That's your NFL. And I got a few college games I've already taken a look at. And you mentioned earlier the Wisconsin line, which right now is not up on my bookie. Which is probably
the old pull down the line, cowards.
Probably smart.
All these books scared. Put your lines back up, bitches, all of you.
But you've got some interesting games this week in college, and I know you like Michigan. I'm with you on that. I'm on Michigan as well. So
there's been some big jumps in some of these numbers. Minnesota went from minus 17.5 at Maryland to minus 20. That's
Michigan now minus 24.5.
Yeah. That's big, big jumps, baby.
I'm also looking UTSA plus 5.5 against Florida Atlantic.
Okay.
I'm looking at that. I haven't punched a ticket yet. And Coastal Carolina minus 2.5.
Man, I was looking to play UTEP. And they went from plus 3 to plus 5. I might be patient and wait and see if I see a 6 or 7. That'd be nice. They're playing against North Texas. I kind of like UTEP there.
Yeah.
Boy, part of me wants to play Texas Tech plus 14 against Oklahoma, but I just can't. TCU minus 2.5 at Baylor. I'll probably be on TCU.
Yeah, that's a game I'm looking at as well. I like that one, actually.
And I think LSU, and this is another one I wish I would have grabbed on early, I think LSU is going to beat Auburn. And it went from LSU plus 1 to LSU minus 3.
Yeah, that's where it sits right now.
But I still probably lean towards LSU at least. They look like that. I feel bad for Miles Brennan, but it feels like sometimes you get hurt and the other guy's really good. It sucks because you waited, but they're better with that guy. So, and Auburn is the phoniest 3-win team. Auburn should have lost to Ole Miss. that there's a review that should have 100% been overturned. Doesn't happen. What happens in the Arkansas game? There's a review that 100% should have been overturned. Doesn't happen. Auburn is a luck box. I don't like this LSU team. I like them a lot more than I like Auburn.
I always have to hold my nose when I think about doing this, but Texas plus 3.5 against Okie Light, I don't mind.
Yeah.
It's just betting Texas is never a good idea, but as a dog, and I think SMU bounces back against Navy, but that number's a little too high for me. It's 14 right now. Your Aggs minus 12 against Arkansas.
Pass. What about minus 31 Bama against Mississippi State? Mississippi State shows up.
Yeah.
Because historically, isn't that the case? Bama struggled against air raid type teams.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, Mississippi State, they've had the wind taken from under their wings.
Well, I think it was a perfect storm against LSU with all those guys missing and then Stingley opting out at the last minute and them not being prepared and them misplaying the air raid, basically. Yeah. After a week of that, the other SEC defenses are like, no. Here's what we're going to do.
We're going to, like, what? And Chris Peterson at Washington kept saying, we know, I mean, we'll beat these guys every year. It's so simple. All you got to do is change how you play. And we do it, and they've always beat them. SEC teams are like, oh, we can play zone. We'll just do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Clemson only minus 31 this week against Boston College.
it's tempting. I don't want any of it, though. I'll pass.
All right.
BYU is minus 28.5 against Western Kentucky, just lost outright to a FCS school. BYU will go out there and they'll pull your pants down now.
This is a very different BYU team. That quarterback is excellent. And they're explosive.
I think I might give up 28.5 points with BYU, which is crazy.
It's now 29, but I'm with you on that. I mean, and they're not afraid to run it up on you either.
Nope.
So, all right, we'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Championship boxing is back in San Antonio in a big way. Superstars collide on Halloween night as Gervonta Tank Davis brings his swagger and power to town to face Mexican legend Leo El Terremoto Santa Cruz with two titles on the line. At 6:22, we'll take caller 4 to 713-780-3776. You'll win a pair of tickets to see the action live in San Antonio. Plus, San Antonio's own undefeated champion Mario Barrios faces Houston's Ryan Carl in another world championship bout. It all goes down Saturday, October 31st, live at the Alamo Dome. Get tickets now at the box office or at Ticketmaster.com. So one thing I kind of wanted to get to, but you know what? Let's take a call real quick because BQ's been waiting online for a long time. What's up, BQ?
Hey, guys. AJ, I know you like to make teaser plays. I was wondering if you ever heard of a system called long teasers. I'm like 12-2 right now in the season with this, just seeing if you do something similar to that.
I mean, teasers in general, like if you tease through two key numbers, like if you can tease from 2.5 to 8.5 through 3 and 7, or you can tease from 4 or 4.5 to 10.5. So you're teasing through 7 and 10. I mean, those are, they hit at an alarming rate. And I'd say probably over 60%. And you, I mean, if you can, you can make money doing it. I used to think teasing was square, and I've kind of come around on it. It wasn't,
well, especially in the NFL. I think in colleges there's a lot more volatility in the lines.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But the NFL, so many games are decided.
Lines are so sharp in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teasing, you can use. I mean, really, either way. Now I lost yesterday though doing that. So I lost with the Bears because I teased them at from 6.5 to 12.5. So it's not, you know, it's not flawless, but
well, you're not gonna win. You're not gonna win every time. I mean,
no, I'm with you. I've put together a teaser or two pretty much every week of this NFL season.
Yeah, and it's, you can, especially if you, you know, I'll throw an extra game in there occasionally that I feel really strongly about where the odds aren't that great, but it helps my number. And but I don't do it as much as you do. I probably played two this year. I have followed you on a couple that you liked, but I also have done like two on my own. But they're fun to play. 713-78.
I'm lame. I only use two-team teasers. I rarely, like, some people will do like five-team teasers.
Yeah.
Like they do parlays. I'm just trying to win. I'm trying to get a little edge in two games and get my -110 back.
I'll do three on my own usually, but hey, we got to do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, man.
You did that when Aaron was in the other room.
I didn't notice he was in the other room.
Move, man.
Sorry, dude.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. What are you doing in there? Setting Juggalo Trey up?
I was setting our stuff up so when Glenn dials in at the end of the show.
Ah, okay.
It's all ready to go.
Well, I didn't see you weren't in there. I'm sorry. I was,
that's no worries.
I was staring at my screen, horrified by the Gem of the Day. Here is a Guinness World Record that you guys can all have. If you want to go do it, it's all you. A Chinese daredevil achieved a Guinness World Record when his body was covered in more than 140 pounds of living bees.
Oh, my.
Ruan Langming had multiple buckets filled with bees dumped over his head to get the insects to settle on his body. They weighed 140 pounds, 6.95 ounces. It was enough to earn him the world record for heaviest mantle of bees.
Okay, against that.
This is why the Guinness Book of World Records needs to go away. This is not something we need a world record of.
Of course we do. Who had the most bees?
140 pounds. And, yeah.
I actually set the record for most cottage cheese on my body at one point.
No, I saw that in a porno.
No, it was me.
No, it wasn't
that
you.
That was me. You couldn't see my face because it was covered in cottage cheese. No. All you saw was my crumb.
No, no.
See, when you're a child, the Guinness Book of World Records is like something you strive to, and you're like, oh, that's really cool. Then you give it to be an adult. You realize it's just a book full of weird losers who have nothing better to do with their time.
Oh, you're just saying that because you can't get any bees on you.
I wouldn't want to.
Ain't no bees on you.
That's easy to say when there's no bees at your house.
140 pounds worth.
And for whatever reason, like I don't like spiders and I don't like snakes, but I don't really bees don't bother me.
They don't bother me.
Well, bees are useful. I don't.
I mean, I don't want to be stung by a bee, and if I do get stung by one, I'll smash it. But
yeah, because it's dead anyway.
I just inherently trust bees to do the right thing by me, whereas spiders and snakes, I inherently distrust them. And I like, because people say, well, there's good spiders and there's good snakes. And I'll never know because I don't like any of them. And I'll try to kill them if I see them. So, but bees, I'm like, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, bee. And maybe it's because of the Cheerios commercials. It's possible.
Or the bee movie.
Honey Nut Cheerios are delicious.
Plus, they actually pollinate and do good things.
I mean, honey
and
is
honey
delicious.
Is delicious. Yeah. You know, honey
helps
is,
with your allergies and stuff.
Honey is true. The most underrated condom. You can put honey on anything.
It's an underrated condom? You can put it?
No.
If you put honey on your, that's not good.
Hey.
I mean, you do your thing.
You know, just
I don't bet they make honey flavored condoms.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Mm. I'm just trying to say nice things about. Anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. God, I had a story I wanted to get to, and now I can't find it. This is what happens when I have too much crap on my show prep. Because we're about to go to 92.5, and I wanted to get it done before then. So, I don't know if you saw this. I think I've said this, we've talked about before. If you're fans of these politicians and you're running around wearing their shirts or doing their stuff, I think you're silly.
Yeah.
But I also think that sometimes people are unfairly treated because of what they have.
Yeah.
Kind of curious what you think about this. High school student has parking pass revoked over Trump statue in truck.
The giant elephant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I don't know. I mean, I don't see why it matters. What I don't understand is when people aren't even old enough to vote and they're carrying around giant elephants in the back of their truck.
Well, I'm sure there's some parent.
Well, cool. Now your kid gets to ride the bus to school. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Dad. Now I'm back on the bus.
I mean, I don't necessarily know who puts a giant elephant. I mean, elephants are kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Not really painted ones. But I don't know
what
who.
About flying ones?
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah,
me too. And, I mean, you've got to be stoned enough. That's the main thing. But I do think that this banning people because, he's got an elephant in his truck. I'm going to revoke your pass. Okay.
Hey, Fred, let's move to 92.5.
Yeah, we're going to go to 92.5. So, adios, Twitch. We will be back tomorrow. Maybe having to do the same thing. Maybe not. We don't know.
We will see. Game 6 tonight could potentially decide a champion. And guess who will be on the board for it? Juggalo Trey. He is wearing nothing but a sports bra today.
And a mask.
He looks. Oh, he is wearing a mask, too.
Yeah.
But he is looking fresh.
And we'll be over at 92.5 for 30 minutes. And then Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis, who will join us last segment. Followed by Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. And we'll head over there now. And for those of you who can't come with us, enjoy the rest of your day.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz on 92.5 only here. No, you can't call in. You can text.
No.
Of course, the only texters are mad because at the intern. So your intern said you're caller 4 and hung up on the boxing tickets giveaway. I thought 4 was the winner. You know what I don't have any control over? What the intern does? Maybe call him and see what that was about. All I can do is say, hey. Apparently that happens a lot, though.
He said he only got one caller 4.
Okay. Well, maybe you misheard. Maybe somebody made a mistake. I don't know. I got no control over it. I'm wondering how many people are actually here listening now.
I don't know. Things we can't concern ourselves with, Fred.
Nah. I just hate the burn really good stuff.
I will say this. We, the very first month that 92.5 was eligible with Nielsen, they rated.
Well,
so
cool. I hate when this happens where you get this pop up where you have to agree to cookies.
I like cookies.
Well, I mean, yeah, but not on stories that I'm trying to read.
Oh, okay. Well, fine.
No, I had a positive story. That's what it was I wanted to get to. Well, sort of. It's a bad story with a good ending.
Okay.
Did you see this thing they did in Ohio, this Operation Autumn Hope?
I don't think so.
They arrested 179 people and found 45 missing children. And basically 109 human trafficking victims were rescued. More than 50 agencies participated in the operation. And they also found 2 children in West Virginia. So I know that maybe the government doesn't do a great job on all things. And it's awful that those kids had to endure that. But guess what? They saved some lives.
I mean, it is great that it happened. But, I didn't find that story.
It was on USA Today.
What's the organization called again?
It was called Operation Autumn Hope. But it involved 50 different law enforcement agencies.
Okay.
And they also found 2 children in West Virginia. And so they all worked.
I mean, that's pretty badass.
Yeah. More than 70 missing and exploited children cases were cleared. And
so that's a positive pedo, non-pedo update.
Well, it is a pedo thing because they were sold in the, or they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's anti-pedo.
Yeah, it's non-pedo. 179 people arrested.
Yeah.
Good news.
The operation included 4 priorities: rescuing victims of human trafficking and referring them to social services.
I'm for that.
Recovering missing and exploited children.
For that.
Apprehending those seeking to have sex with a minor.
Definitely for that.
And arresting male Johns seeking to buy sex.
For that. Get them.
You know what? I think they accomplished everything.
Wait, male John seeking to buy sex with underage people, right?
It doesn't say with underage. That's more of a gray area. If it's underage,
I'm against.
Definitely. But of age, meh. But yeah, I mean that's a big operation. I hope those people wind up in the same prison cell with the dude who had the sex slaves. Who do you think wins the game tonight?
You know what? I'm hopeful that it's the Rays. I don't really. I mean, it seems like they've got an advantage in the pitching matchup, certainly. But I want that game 7. I think, you know, the Bueller Morton matchup in game 7 is just it would make me watch. I may watch tonight. I don't know. In fact, I probably will watch tonight. But I would definitely watch a game 7. I'd probably watch a game 7 between any 2 teams, but. With that pitching matchup, I'll for sure watch it. So I'm hopeful that the Rays get it done tonight. But I don't know. I don't have I'm no baseball handicapper.
Yeah, I hope the Rays win just to force a game 7 and just make the Dodgers tighten up a little bit. But I'm prepared for the Dodgers to win tonight, and then that'll be the end of it. I don't have to think about baseball ever again until next year. Man, I got another story. I think I'll save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
But if you get a chance, read up on the Phoenix Coyotes draft pick, their first round pick. This guy is the ultimate turd.
I heard about this guy.
Yeah. How do you not know that? I listen, I'm all for second chances and stuff, but I'm not drafting you in the first round.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. I mean, for the bullying stuff, I don't know. At what point do you stop judging someone for what he did when he was 14 years old? It's a slippery slope. Like, should he be able to have a career now because he was a jerk when he was 14? I don't know what the answer is, but
dude, I'm not drafting you in the first round and investing that kind of money in you. I can tell you that.
if you were a jerk when you were 14?
No, this is more than a jerk. I mean, he basically got convicted too of doing this stuff as a minor. He does that as an adult.
He's from Canada, right?
No, he's from Columbus, Ohio.
So what did he get convicted for? What's the charge he was convicted on? Bullying?
No, he did a lot more. He basically abused this kid. It wasn't just... Maybe we'll dive into the story a little bit more tomorrow. But
okay.
They did stuff like he tricked him into licking a candy push pop that they had wiped in a bathroom urinal. He had to have tests for hepatitis, HIV, and STDs. The kid has developmental disabilities that he was bullying. And... he said he repeatedly beat him and used the N-word and then pretended to be my friend and made me do things I didn't want to do. I got beat up. Everyone thinks he's so cool that he gets the NHL, but I don't see how someone can be cool when you pick on someone and bully your entire life. Hey, man, fuck that. And.
Well, I mean, just because he gets drafted to the NHL doesn't make him cool.
No, but. Man, I'd want to know that background before I invest a first-round pick in a guy.
Do you think they did know it?
I'm pretty sure they didn't. And if it was sealed, why would they?
What team was it for?
Arizona Coyotes.
Well, sucks for them.
Yeah. Did you see...
maybe they'll lose all their games and they'll have to move to Houston.
I'd like to see that, but... I don't know if you saw this. This just came across. The Astros on Tuesday informed their full-time employees of impending layoffs and furloughs. Employees were informed during a staff meeting on Tuesday. It was immediately unclear how many employees would be affected on either the baseball or business operations side. Though some employees took pay cuts, the team avoided layoffs and furloughs throughout the beginning of the pandemic when the sport was shut down. General Manager James Click acknowledged last week that the industry sustained anywhere from 2.7 to 3 billion losses in 2020.
I think we're gonna hear that about a lot of teams though. Now that baseball's not happening, I think you're gonna hear a lot of teams go, well, we can't keep everybody full time. Sorry.
Well, I get that. I also don't think it bodes well if you want them to go out and re-sign George Springer or anything like that.
No.
If you're doing layoffs, that's gonna be a bad look. So I mean I don't know. What kind of people are getting laid off there doesn't really surprise me, though. And they're not going to be the only team that does this.
No.
And if I'm a baseball team right now, other than the guys under contract, I mean, if it's my business, it's not like you need a community outreach program right now.
Nope.
So, I mean, it sucks, but it's just the beginning, man. There's going to be... And that's the real issue with, I mean, what's going to happen next year with these sports? If you're in a bubble again.
It's going to hurt again. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start seeing guys sell off teams eventually.
Yeah. I mean.
Taking losses more than likely.
Or we're going to see some teams go under.
That could happen
too. Which, you know, that, not ideal, but. 713. So I'm trying to listen to you on 92.5 down here in Seabrook, and there's some. It doesn't go down there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
You just have to hear us tomorrow, my man.
Yeah, or get on the stream.
No, I don't think.
Nope, stream's not
streams
working.
Streams having issues.
Yep. Oh, great. Wonderful.
But we did figure out how to get the audio, so it will be on the podcast.
Well, okay. There you go.
Not that anybody can hear it right now.
Right.
That's missing.
Anybody
it,
knows but... it. We're... Great.
No, when they go looking for it later on, it'll be there.
Okay.
I didn't expect we'd be on the screen
anyway.
So,
hello, future self.
That's all right.
So, this is kind of time travel.
No, this is technical difficulty is what it is.
Dude, I'm trying to put a positive spin on it.
I mean, I appreciate you doing that, but yeah, it's different.
All right, well, for all 11 of you, when we come back, you get to hear Glenn Davis. We'll talk with Glenn about what's going on with Dynamo and a lot of other stuff. And that'll be followed by Soccer Matters. It's the Blitz on 92.5.
You're listening to the Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Join us this Friday at 5 Under Golf in Beaumont for our Miller Coors Roadshow. 5 Under Golf is the premier entertainment venue of Southeast Texas. Come check out their state-of-the-art indoor and outdoor facility, live music, mouth-watering menu items, and, of course, their happy hour Miller Coors specials. Join us this Friday from 2 to 7 p.m. at 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. And don't forget, we're doing happy hour ESPN 97.5 style from 4 to 5 with me, AJ, Josh Innes, and Tyler, and the guys back in studio. And it's always a happy hour when Glenn Davis of Soccer Matters is on. What's going on, Glenn?
The Golden Triangle, they better be ready for you guys, those blitzers down there.
Well, they'll be hearing you, on Saturday, they'll be hearing you out in the Golden Triangle. They'll be hearing you in Houston. They'll be hearing you all over because you are, again, broadcasting the Dynamo game here on our stations on 97.5 and 92.5.
Well, first of all, I have to thank the station and you guys, AJ, Todd, Fred, and David Gao, everybody, because, we're putting this game on live. It's going to be presented by Soccer Matters. It's also going to be presented by Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. My good friend, Jan Christensen.
Goal!
You know the man.
Of course.
We're firing up that goal commercial for that day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jan's actually going to be on the show here in a little while. But it was a pretty cool story because when Jan started supporting the soccer show, Soccer Matters, he comes up to me one day. He goes, man, all these people are coming up to me. Are you the guy that yells goal? You know, they don't know his name, but they know him from yelling the goal. So he's a great guy, but he's behind it as well. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a hometown call because the TV rights are owned by Univision, and there's no English language call. So Eddie Robinson and I are going to do this together, and we went out and got some sponsorship, and we're going to put it out there for the fans, and hopefully it'll be a game that's meaningful if the Dynamo can get a result in Los Angeles tomorrow night.
If the Dynamo do, you say, get a result to us English speakers, that means they either win or tie. Is that a result?
I think the result tomorrow night has to be a win. Okay, as you guys know, Major League Soccer, forgive me anybody out there who gets their butt hurt when I say this, but it is the most forgiving league.
Everybody makes the playoffs.
Yeah. It's like...
Except maybe the Dynamo.
There has to be some level of consequence at some time. I hope the needle gets moved back to the competitive side of it because, you know, what do regular season games mean if everybody's going to make the playoffs at the end of the year?
Now,
pretty much the
FC Dallas, is this a pretty competitive team that we're going to hear on Saturday?
Yeah, this will be a grudge match. Every time we play Dallas, no matter what sport it is, we can't stand Dallas. But Dallas has got a lot of young guys. They kind of tip their hat on what is their youth setup and everything. The Dynamo and them have split some games this year. So this will be good. It'll be a good one to put on the radio. I'm looking forward to the feedback. And then we're going to do a half-hour post-game show. But again, one of the reasons I wanted to come on and talk to you guys, and thank you for having me on, and I hope the Blitz fans are not getting or listeners are not getting upset here. But one of the reasons I wanted to come on is because I want to make it very clear to Houston that English language, this is your soccer station. And you two guys, even though it may not be your game, you've been very, very gracious to me. ESPN 97.5 has. So, you know, I just wanted to make that pretty clear to people. It's not a big suck up, but it's the truth. And I hope soccer fans gravitate and support the other programming on the station. I know a lot of people listen to you guys. I can tell you that and the guys in the morning as well.
So what do you have planned on the and by the way, man, this is a cool thing that you're doing to get the Dynamo on. I think anything to get those games out to people where they don't have to listen in Spanish is a good thing. So, you're doing a great job with this. So what do you got for the show tonight?
So we're going to do a lot of recap of the Champions League. And there's a lot of Champions League games today with a lot of the big teams globally playing in Europe. We will do some Dynamo talk tonight. I'm actually going to, MLS is great at kind of keeping things under wraps. They don't like to tell people a lot. Like when you guys talk about sports, you guys know the contracts, the salaries guys are on. We don't get that information in soccer. And I think it's a big mistake. It'll be a big mistake for gambling in the future. It'll be a big mistake for driving storylines and keeping people involved. Because I listen to you guys all the time, and I'm like, man, when is soccer going to get like this? And it's not going to get that way until there's a little bit more information disseminated. And that's a thing that, you know, it bothers me, because we're always trying to find out, you know, what the length of contracts are when people are constructing rosters. You know, everybody wants to play GM at home, right? So, you know, I've got a little information tonight. I'm going to go over the Dynamo roster, guys that are going to be in and out of contract in the future, and people could begin to think, do we keep them or don't we?
Well, one thing that'll get people more interested is get more people betting on soccer. That'll do it. And I know a lot of guys who bet, they don't bet a lot of MLS. They're betting overseas.
So. Yeah, no, I get you. But, I mean, if you're not putting out injury reports that are honest and in integrity, and you're hiding all this information about salaries and things, wouldn't that drive people who are thinking about wagering on your sport away?
Only the drunk degenerates would do it. But so, hey, any.
Well, there's a few of those out there.
Oh, yeah.
A good market.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. That's plenty to go for.
I have some stories I want to tell you off air about a couple of friends of mine betting soccer. But,
I would love that. Actually, you should tell those on air.
No, I can't.
we can hide the names. We won't disclose the
that's probably fair. So, any surprises yet in the Champions League? Anything that's caught you off guard?
Today, well, there was a couple of great games today. You know, Real Madrid lost in their last round against Shakhtar Donetsk from the Ukraine. You know, I think there's some funny things happening in sports, as you guys know, just based on COVID and way teams are preparing, and guys that don't want to play and guys that do. And, you know, Borussia Mönchengladbach today of Germany had a 2-0 lead over Real Madrid and basically threw it away in the 87th and in stoppage time. You know, Bayern just continues to roll on. So, you know, they're all just the quality. I sit and watch the quality of this stuff, and I'm just totally blown away.
All right. Well, Glenn, looking forward to your call of the Dynamo game. Looking forward to your show tonight, because I'll be listening to you on the way home, because at least for 20 minutes. You get 20 minutes of
my... Well, it better be the best 20 minutes of the show, then. I don't know if it is.
Oh, start strong, man.
Hey, there's one more thing.
I got to go big early. Fred.
One more thing I wanted to ask about, because I don't know if you talked about it last week, but the idea of this English Premier League, is that a legitimate thing that could happen, and what would that do to the Champions League?
Well, you know, these things pop up all the time. I just don't know how many leagues you can have all at once. I don't think it would affect the Champions League, because the Champions League money is just through the roof and remains, you know, for me, the greatest league in the world. You know, there's a lot of concern around it. I'd have to really look into the details a little bit more. There's a worry for a lot of these local clubs that are the basis and the structure and the history of England that play in all these tiers below. So there's a real worry around that. And, of course, the guys at the top are always the greedy guys, and they claim it's going to be better for those below. So, you know, I before I commit to anything, I really got to study it and understand it a little bit more. But there's always this talk of super leagues and, you know, the big money teams banding together. I don't know how healthy it is. I'm ready for the game to go back to the competitive needle to go back, and not the talk always be about social media and money.
Well, and not to mention that a lot of these teams that don't have all that money, I mean, we don't know what the long-term impact of this whole Rona thing is going to be for teams money-wise. It's obviously going to be affecting a lot of these leagues on the low end.
Oh, no question. I mean, I think Major League Soccer's, you know, in a real rough place right now. I mean, they're just trying to survive. I mean, this Women's League in America, the NWSL, everybody's trying to survive and just kind of get through this, you know. Funny thing is, they have a supporter shield. They give that to the team that's got the best record at the end of the year. Great thing for the body of work, right? Well, they pulled it a couple weeks ago with a few weeks to go in the season. Everybody's going like, well, why would you do that? That's authentic. You know, it rewards the team that puts really the best body of work together despite somebody winning, you know, the MLS Cup in the playoffs. And then I'm sitting here, I'm going, maybe it's because they just don't want to award the $150,000 to the team that's going to win it, right?
There it is.
I mean, come on. You know, you can't whack the authenticity. We're trying to move the needle towards being a little bit more authentic here and still having fun with it through social media. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, tell people what time they're going to be able to hear you on Saturday on 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 2:30 we come on the air. Eddie Robinson and I will call the game till 4:30, Dynamo FC Dallas. post-game call-in show from 4:30 to 5. It's presented by Soccer Matters, as I mentioned, and by Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. And, AJ, a big thanks to you for helping me put it together. Fred, for being such a great supporter, and also to Todd. Means a lot to me, and I think it means a lot to the soccer fans, hopefully.
Well, soccer matters, as we'll find out very shortly, like
in
here.
In 4 minutes.
Yeah, just on the other side of this break. But have a good show, and have a good call on Saturday, Glenn.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Glenn Davis next, and then there'll be some late hits as well. We'll be back on 97.5 tomorrow at 4. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.